Six potential routes have been outlined for bus rapid transit or some form of light rail to connect the Plymouth Road US 23 area through the University of Michigan campuses and downtown Ann Arbor and on to the Briarwood Mall area. It's the latest phase in the study to determine what, if any, type of high-capacity public transit should be developed in Ann Arbor. The routes include 10 or 11 stops, would travel a little over 7 miles, and take between 27 to 33 minutes to get from one end to the other. Jeremy Windsor is a transportation planner with URS. Windsor says they expect to have the options further narrowed when they present to the community again in early 2014.
I think there might be still maybe one or two a couple options on the table, but I think we'll have a much better idea at that point of what the relative benefits are, which one gets you kind of the biggest bang for the buck, and we'll be bringing some options out to the public. Maybe we'll have a preferred one, maybe it'll be preferred one or two, or three even, that we want the public to provide some input on.
Windsor says they will take the community feedback from this round of meetings and then run ridership models to determine the benefits, costs, specific travel time, and other factors of the various proposals. Downtown Ann Arbor resident Ray Detter says he's personally in favor of the connector concept, but says they must make sure to carefully examine the consequences for neighborhoods near the proposed routes.
We want to be very careful about negative impacts with regard to whatever it is that we do. And one of the things you notice up there they didn't include, even though it included historic, is residential. Now, very often those are the same things, but I'm a person who was very much involved with near downtown neighborhoods, so I want to make sure, you know, that whatever it is that we do takes that into consideration.
The presentation, including the route options, are available at aaconnector.com. Windsor says feedback should be shared in the next few weeks because the technical work on the proposals will begin in December. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.